Welcome to The Family Business.
It's a podcast about episodes of the show Supernatural.
Today we're discussing Season 1, Episode 21, Salvation.
I'm Tammy. I'm the mom.
I'm Erica. I'm the first daughter.
I'm Jasmine. I'm the second daughter.
Hey, just so you guys know, we avoid spoilers. Like the plague. 2020. COVID. No.
Yeah. We don't make jokes about that. People have died.
We make jokes about everything, babe. <I know. laughs>
We're equal opportunity jokers.
Anyway. We do not allow spoilers.
We don't allow it.
If you try to talk about a spoiler,
we will chop you in the mouth. We just don't allow it. Violence, yes. Spoilers, no.
I'm so fucking tired.
So, can we start this now, or is there something else?
Go for it.
The recap.
Yes.
The recap was good, I felt like.
It had music.
Yes.
Upbeat. It went through, like, I feel like there was, like, almost a clip from every episode.
Yes, it was a good, and it felt, and then it had the talk over, it had, like, a voiceover over the music. It didn't feel so,
dramatic and, like, weird.
I still skipped it after, like,
because
5 seconds.
It did feel a little too long.
Yeah, it was a lot, but I feel like.
But I feel like it was good.
Still, if this is the season, like, ender.
Yeah.
Then. It's like a recap of the whole deal. So, pretty good.
And it's almost a season ender. We're one away.
And it's a to be continued. So I kind of viewed that
as like a two-part season ender.
It was like the first part of the finale.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was good. I thought it was better than the previously on Supernatural.
So Pastor Jim.
Pastor Jim.
In Blue Earth, Minnesota.
What a weird name.
It's real.
That's gotta be a real place.
It is. I looked it up. Because I was like, let's check it out. Also, there's a Blue Earth River, I believe. It's a small town. Also, fun fact.
Is there dirt blue?
I don't know if their dirt's blue. But there is a fun fact I learned on the Wikipedia page. They have a Jolly Green Giant statue.
Huh.
Why did they show that in the episode?
I don't know.
Why isn't it called Green Earth?
I don't know.
Green Giant.
Jolly Green Earth, Minnesota. Giant.
Jolly Giant Earth.
So Pastor Jim's just, you know,
pastoring at the church.
Mm-hmm. As they often do.
As one does.
I don't know. I've never been a pastor.
I don't know. Do they clean up? Do they light the candles, they read the books.
They listen to people talk about the bad things they've done in life.
They wait for the confessions.
They wait for you to be like, and then I killed a man.
Which she does do that.
But, like, really threw him off. You can see the shock on his face. Like, oh, fuck. Not this again.
And he goes, I know what you are. Because her eyes turn black.
Yes. You can't be here.
Yeah.
And I was like, but everyone's welcome in the church, Father. Why can't you be there?
Wow, that's real rude.
And at this point, I'm like, man, why did my girls let me name a beloved chicken after her? Like, this is so messed up.
Just wait.
Like, oh.
There's 15 seasons.
Holy big.
I mean, we just liked the names. We thought they went well.
And,
like, we don't always name them after, like, our favorite characters.
And they're complimentary.
Yeah.
So you'll see.
I'm just not a fan at all. I gotta do more research before I let you guys name the animals.
Wait till you find out about Misha.
Dun, dun, dun. It just fit her so well.
Guys, my mom got a dog and we named her Misha. So...
It's really a good name. It fit her well. We went through a lot of choices, and that just felt right.
Mm-hmm.
And also, they named my chickens Meg and Ruby.
Yeah.
Which I didn't really know what it meant, but the name sounded great, so we went with it.
They're good chicken names.
Yeah.
And they were good chickens.
Yeah.
So.
Not to eat. They're dead. We didn't need them. They died.
We
had
this
them.
Talk before.
I don't eat chicken. I don't eat meat.
I do, but I didn't eat them.
And don't worry.
Because that seems weird to me somehow. I don't know. Brains are weird.
Brains are weird.
So, Meg comes in, says I've done some bad things, flashes her black
That's
eyes.
Like overdoing the innocence, too. Like, well, not innocence, but like the...
The drama?
Yeah, she's like...
I've done some bad things. A lot of bad things.
Does it really work for everyone? What?
I feel like he should have suspected something.
Yeah.
I think... Especially because he hunts these things, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I feel like he should have been like, this is fucking bizarre.
Yeah.
And then, when he runs to the room, and opens that locked room, and then it's like...
Full of weapons.
Weapons and, galore! Yeah. And I'm like... Dude gets down with some killing and stuff. Like
that was cool. That was a cool little room.
Well, he kills demons. That's what he does.
And then
that's what she's talking about.
And then,
but I think she was like it contrasts greatly with what he is. But I think it fits because
I was just stunned. Like, a man like of God. Whoa.
Yeah.
Usually they have a cross. Ugh. Sorry. Usually they have a cross or something like some holy water, but. He's got some knives and guns and...
He's got, like, a whole arsenal.
A lot of pokey things, I don't know.
Yeah, his knife that he got out and threw at her, did you see, like, it had, like, weird symbols
on it? It had crosses on it.
It was, like, some kind of... Oh, maybe he thinks it's in the name of Jesus.
I thought it was, like, weird symbols.
I saw crosses.
I thought he was,
like... different kinds of crosses.
Oh, okay, maybe that's why.
You put a cross on it, it's Christian killer
Well, he kills demons.
Well, I know.
But, like... I don't know why you're saying it's bad that he kills them, because he's killing bad things.
She's not saying it's bad.
Well, she said he's a Christian killer.
Like... Not that he kills Christians, but that he is a Christian who kills. And so, normally that's not a thing. This is dealing with the supernatural world, which the Bible considers a big no-no.
Uh-huh.
So, that's why it's like, it doesn't go.
But
like,
they're not even supposed to believe in it.
I've never read the Bible. But does it say anything about demons?
Okay, so, yes, in terms of things being of the devil.
Okay. Yeah.
But once you are involved in that, you are of the devil.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Well, I got caught. So, like, anything witchcraft, anything, it's a no-go. You don't dabble in tarot, you don't...
That's why they don't use Ouija boards.
No Ouija boards, why, yeah.
No Harry Potter.
I'm of the devil.
No, what was
tarot
that?
Tarot card.
No horoscopes. Mm. It's all, nothing magic.
Numerology?
No.
No, that's the worst.
Which I think is kind of funny because I know some really, devout Christians.
Who believe in numbers.
Who believe in numerology. Have you ever,
there's a whole, I asked because there's a,
well, there's a
website
lot of...
called Numerology of the Bible.
Yeah.
And so this is where it gets into some weird stuff, right? Like, yeah. I'm not really going to say what I think about it because that's not really what
this is
about.
It's just confusing.
But it's like, they're going against their own teachings in a way and their own beliefs because
I mean that it's kind of like they take what they want to take
it's from cherry picking
yes
and so but also they call it something different so they call it angel numbers
yeah
and so it's numerology all the same like yeah. It's still the same. But when you do it in the name of Jesus, it's okay and good. But when you do it in the name of science
mm-hmm.
or witchery, it's bad.
And they
not
consider anything other than Christianity.
So yes, witchery. They do talk about demons in that, like
it's bad and
it's of the devil.
Okay.
And stuff. But anytime you get involved in like chanting. Seances, taking part in it, whatever it may be.
No.
No, then you are being swayed by the devil. Oh. But I did think, in that room, I thought a lot of things, but first thing I thought was, oh, wow, it looks like, did you guys ever see the movie, Beautiful Mind?
No.
Okay, well, you should probably, I think you would really like it. I don't know if you would, but I think you would.
Is it spooky?
It gets kind of tense. It's not spooky as much as, it's dramatic, and it's, like, you don't know what's going on, and then you find out, and you're like, whoa, this is crazy. But the room reminded me of A Beautiful Mind, because there's so many clippings.
Yeah.
And newspaper clippings, and notes, and little doodles, and it looks like the notebook that the dad left for the boys. Like, that's what it reminded me of. So I thought, oh, they're the same kind of dudes. He must be
a hunter
too.
He's a spooky guy.
Which I thought was weird, because he's a father pastor. So that was neat, but I thought that room was cool. It was like a little
like a panic room.
Research room. Like, go here and then it reminds me of the meme with the guy who's like pointing to all the stuff. He's from something, I don't know what, but he's like pointing to all the things, and that he's got the wild, crazy eyes, and I think he has a cigarette in the other hand, and he's like, and they use it for a million things. Mm. Anyways, I digress.
Mm-hmm. Then he gets murked.
Mm-hmm. Well, wait. So we find out that he knows John Winchester, because up until this, we're like, what the heck is she doing there? What's the point?
Just murdering people.
I thought she was going to get something. I thought she was going to steal something from that room. Yeah. I thought she was going to, like, give me that.
And then, oh, you just want the Winchesters. Okay, that's weird. And he's like, well, I wouldn't tell you even if I did know where they were. And she's like, oh, I know. Merc!
And I thought that was kind of weird, because she ends up just calling Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Lights just flash. When I mentioned Sam Winchester. Weird. So, I thought that was weird. I thought she just went there just to kill him. Like, nothing.
Yeah, she did.
I think she knew she wasn't going to get anything or anything.
Well, that was the point. She said she was just going to keep killing people until they came to meet her.
Yeah.
And so, now I'm really mad that I named my chicken after her. She's just a murderer.
She's sassy.
She's a murderer.
Excuse me, she's a murkess.
Are those girls that kick on the stage?
No,
in
it's
New
like
York?
A duchess, but
formal. Yeah, I didn't get that at all.
Duchess.
Alright, then we go to Manning, Colorado.
I feel like we've been in Manning a lot.
We have.
For
that's
a long
the last
time.
Episode.
So I feel like they're hanging out. And we're in John Winchester's lair.
Yeah, and he's showing them everything he knows. And he's like, yes.
So at this part, I'm wondering, so this is everything he knows, but also he left behind his journal. He never needed anything in that journal? Like,
I think he kept the stuff related to the demon separate from the journal.
Yeah. So,
the journal was like a general overview.
Did he know he was just leaving the journal for Sam and Dean? Is that what he made it for?
I don't know.
Well, or did he compile it?
He probably made it for, like, everything. So, he could reference back to it, so his kids could, for, like, anything, really. If another hunter came over and was like, hey, have you ever seen this? Because he fights so many different monsters.
He probably forgets some.
Because I felt like, at this part, I felt a little bit confused. Like, I was like, oh, I thought everything he knew was in the journal. So I don't know why I thought that. I don't know if I just assumed that, or if they had said that before. But then whenever he shows all the stuff on the walls and all the other stuff that he has, I was like, oh, he was holding out or what?
Well, also, like, he was sharing the journal with Sam Dean, but he didn't want them at first to know all the other stuff.
Yeah, he didn't want them involved with the demon.
That was a separate
little... And then also, he's been compiling it while he was away.
Oh, that's true. He's still been going and it has been a year, so he's got more stuff. That makes sense.
And he says he's, like, managed to, like, track down the signs of it. So, like, houses are burned down. And it's always families with infants. For the night months. They turn 6 months.
And it started in Arizona, then went to New Jersey, and then California, which were very specific places.
Wasn't it, like, electrical stuff happened to?
Yes.
Yeah, so he says cattle deaths, temperature fluctuations, and electrical storms.
What an odd.
So now I have a question.
I'm confused about that.
At this part. So when he's talking about the house is burned and it's always on the night when the baby's turned 6 months old. This is where Sam starts saying it's my fault.
Yeah.
Because I turned 6 months old that night. Or did I? And he says
yes. Well, he doesn't say it's his fault.
He says he's the cause.
Yeah.
And so...
He says it's because of him or whatever.
Here's my question.
My mom burst into some flames.
Thank you for that little segue.
And that was great.
An emotional... discussion.
You're welcome.
Oh, Kelly Clarkson.
Here's what is going on in my mind. I've always felt that the shadow thing is coming for the kids. Mm-hmm. And I've always thought it wants to either destroy the kid or it wants to keep the kid. And I felt like it, for some reason, the kid was a threat to the shadow guy. Mm-hmm. Now, don't tell me if I'm right or wrong, because I don't want any spoilers.
Hello, but we don't allow spoilers.
Okay.
We would chop ourselves in the mouth.
Chop me in the mouth. Chop yourselves in the mouth if you go
too
far.
Well, you know, you're almost...
So, I sometimes I lean more towards the shadows want to destroy the kids, and sometimes I lean more towards it wants to keep them.
Go ahead.
So I'm not sure, I don't have a definite answer on that.
Yeah.
But I do feel like it wants the kids, and then the moms come, and the moms get in the way, so the moms have to pay the price. Right? Okay. Fire mom, or whatever. And I feel like that's why it came for Jess, because... By the way, could they get some different names? Did they have to pick all of the
Dean and
Gilmore
Jess?
Girls' names?
They're common names.
I mean, they're really not.
Yeah, they are.
Dean?
Yeah.
I've known one Dean in my life.
I've never known any.
Yes, you have.
Well, one.
The same one.
Yeah.
But only one. Okay, so anyways. And I feel like it came for Jess. Because it was either trying to get Sam, or take him or extinguish him, whatever. I don't really know that yet. And then she was there, or maybe it was just trying to remind him
get
of what he went through. And
yeah,
like, pay, like, kind of be mean to him. Mm-hmm. And so, here's my question. And the dad says that it goes to these other houses and it's done the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But what does it do?
Not no to you, no to the cat, sorry.
No, Mom, don't go there. What does it do? Like, what would it have done? Don't tell me this. I can't ask you this. Okay, I'll ask you this. I have to ask it in a way where I don't get spoilers, but where it answers my previous questions. What did it do to the babies?
We can't tell you that.
Does someone know? Like, no. Is there an answer?
We don't know.
So, like...
Like, he says he's always too late. And he doesn't say what that means.
He says he's never been able to stop it or get to it before it strikes. But what is the strike? Mm-hmm. Is it... Does it... Because I only know about the ones...
I think the strike is when it kills the mom.
Yeah.
Is what he's...
So then it's not after the babies.
That remains to be...
Who knows?
Found out.
Because if this is happening...
Well, maybe it's all, like, situations like what happened with them. The dad gets there in time to protect the baby.
Did they leave this information out on purpose? Yes. Or were they just not thorough?
Yes.
They left it out on purpose.
Because I feel like if you're a good hunter, then you ask these questions. And so, like, their dad's supposed to be a really great hunter, right? And he's supposed to be teaching them mm-hmm. and helping them learn. And then I've seen them ask dumber questions than that. Like, mm-hmm. but I'm not getting an answer. And all I can think of is, well, what happened to the babies? Like, yeah. You got there to the house and it was, what, burned to the ground? Everyone died? Or
maybe
they all got out?
Maybe he doesn't even know.
No. What I think, from what we've learned so far, what I would gather is the dad and the kid get out and the mom burns.
But we don't know that.
We don't know that for sure.
Like, did the demon kidnap any of these babies? Did he burn any of them up? Like
what's his ultimate goal?
What was the outcome? Because I was looking for clues in that, because I was like, ooh, I'm going to find out now. Is he stealing the babies, or is he killing the babies? Mm-hmm. And I didn't find out. And yep. So I was like, God damn it.
Frustrating.
I need more answers, and I hate not having answers, but...
No answer for you.
I get no answers. So that was my big... question for that part, which I didn't really even want to ask because I don't want the answer, but I do want the answer, so
there's that. And then he says, signs are starting back up again in Salvation, Iowa. Salvation has already been mentioned twice at this point.
That one I didn't look up, though. I don't think they make places up.
I don't mean like in the series, in this episode, Salvation. The word Salvation was said twice already.
Oh, yeah, and they're at a church.
Yeah, the pastor says Salvation. Huh?
Did you make a tally?
No, I just kind of like took note of it. Oh, okay. I didn't really like count it for sure, but... The pastor says Salvation was created for sinners, and then they go to Salvation, Iowa. So, I mean, a lot of salvationing right here.
It's a Q-tip.
Look at her. She loves it.
She never plays like that except for with dry pieces of grass.
She loves that Q-tip.
She's like toast.
Ew, weird. Mama, she dropped her Q-tip. She looked at you.
So... John is driving
mm-hmm.
and Sam and Dean are following, and then John pulls over, says he just got a call from Caleb, which I don't know who Caleb is.
Just another hunter.
Okay, I thought was maybe I
Caleb
forgot.
Caleb the next one who dies?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm really bad with names, so I was like, wait.
I feel like he has mentioned him before, but I don't know for sure.
I remember him mentioning the pastor,
yeah.
Because I remember him saying he had left the boys
the
with them
there,
before.
Yeah.
Was Caleb the one who they found something out from? Like, a few episodes back?
Maybe. I honestly don't remember.
Like, they called a few people
the name. Yeah, the name just sounded familiar.
Anyway.
So, he got a call from Caleb that Jim Murphy is dead. And Jim is the pastor mm-hmm. Jim. And that they found traces of... sulfur, so
demon.
It's a demon, and then Dean says, the demon, which I thought was funny, because he's like, a demon, and then Dean's like, the demon,
yeah.
And so he says it could be. He doesn't know, but he needs to hurry. And the best thing to do is to split up and go to hospitals to find birth records of every infant turning 6 months old, which...
Which hospitals just have that?
This just seems crazy to me.
Yeah, and also, like, people move.
And that's not even where... Okay, I'm not claiming to know where they keep every birth record.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they do keep a copy of that at the hospital. I don't know why they would, but they don't keep birth certificates at hospitals. It's at the Hall of Records. Yeah. And so I do have 4 children. I have had to acquire many a birth certificate in my lifetime. You have to go to the Hall of Records.
They might still have some sort of record of, like...
Maybe, like, more recent. Maybe they're supposed to keep it on file for a certain amount of time.
And it is a different state, and so I don't know how they do it everywhere. I don't know, whatever. But I know you have to show ID. You have to show that you're related to the person. Like, and you can't just be any relative, and you gotta pay, like, I think here it's, like, $34 per... So, that's a lot of money, honey.
Mm-hmm.
But it was California, so who knows. I just thought this was crazy. Like,
maybe
well, how
they're
long...
free in Colorado. Wait, Iowa?
Iowa. Yeah.
Colorado,
where
Iowa.
Where the fuck they are. I don't know.
I don't know. But, so, they split up and each go their own way. And, Sam's in the hospital getting the deets, writing it all down. He's got his little note, which I don't know why I do this, and I don't know why I am the way I am, but I watched this part like 3 times because I kept wanting
to
read
see
the
what
notes.
He was writing, yeah.
And it said the weirdest words. I was gonna write them down, but I didn't.
Ooh, like squirrel autograph.
It said
purple.
I hope he was like writing his grocery list.
It just said. Like 3 random words that were, but they were like 2 in a row and then one on the bottom. And I was like, what cause was one of them? And I can't remember the other ones. I was like, damn it. It doesn't make any sense.
What are you doing, Sam Winchester?
So, I just thought this is also where I realized I have Sam's style. Everything he wears, I would wear. And that is the weirdest thing because I'm not a man. And
I mean, who cares?
Everything he wears is like, I'm like, oh yeah. Either I have something like that or I really like it and I would have something like that.
They wear a lot of flannels and I love flannels.
But like, everything that he wears, I'm like, I would wear that.
And he wears, like, nice, comfy-looking jackets and stuff.
And, like, a lot of army green, which I love. A lot of really kind of plain...
Neutral colors.
Neutral, like, jeans and, like, just casual. I just thought it was funny. And so, this is where shit gets real. He walks out and he has a vision. And
this is like the first time in like 12 episodes.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, like, it comes back, apparently.
If we hadn't talked about it in the last episode, like, hey, whatever happened to that, I would have completely forgotten it. Like,
I will say they did address
like,
that.
What?
They did
in
do
the
previously
recap.
Yeah.
Well, they did address it when they talked to their dad about it. When we get to that part.
Yeah.
But, I feel like if they just work it into every episode, it'll feel forced, and so it
won't
be...
Well, they don't have to be every episode, but, like, they could at least, like, mention it every once in a while.
I
feel like he also should have been working on honing his superpowers. That could
have
come
in
handy.
Yeah, I would think he would, like, at least practice it.
Yeah,
and I feel like
unless he's scared of
on
it
the drive,
for some reason,
yeah.
I just feel like that's part of it too. Why the demon, the shadow guy, wants these babies? I think these babies have powers of something, like how Dean sees visions.
Sam,
I mean Sam. I think that might mean that they have the power to do something mm-hmm. to the shadow guy.
Yeah.
The like demon.
A threat or something.
Whatever. Yeah, something they can do something. Mm-hmm. Like, they can see what he's going to do, or they have a power to stop him somehow from doing stuff. So I just feel like that plays into it. So he gets outside and he pulls out a map and he's telling himself he heard a train.
Yeah.
Heard a train.
Which
heard a train.
Is cool, but like, come on, let's be real. Like, you can hear a train
from like most places in this
we
town.
We can hear a train at our house and
the train like tracks are miles away.
It's not visible, you know? Like, yeah. So I was like, eh. I mean,
but
that's a cool
maybe
idea,
it was
because
how loud it was.
Maybe, I don't know.
And then he pulls out the map, and there's, like, one part of town that has train
yeah.
tracks. Not, like, our town is, like, literally
surrounded.
Encircled by train tracks. Yeah. There's no way in or out without crossing
literally
a train
goes
track.
Through, like, the entire half of the town.
If there's a train, you're gonna be late.
Yeah.
No matter where you are or where you have to go. So he pulls out the map, and he's looking, and he's like, aha! There's the train track. We know where we gotta go. So meanwhile, Dean's flirting, and
not really. He flirts one time, then he's like, "But I gotta work." So
and John puts his little clipper badge on as some sort of medical technician of some sort. And
at this point, I'm just thinking like they should have like some sort of like better method of keeping all of these like fake IDs and fake badges and
because
stuff.
John opens the
he literally
console.
Just has it in the center console
and he's like digging through
exactly like,
yeah
he's like digging through like
I would think they would have like a false bottom or something in it at
yeah.
least and then have everything hidden under I don't know but I thought that was really weird. I was like they think of everything and yet like the simplest things.
And you know at some point, they're always caught in compromising positions.
Yeah.
You know at some point they're going to be searched for stuff. Especially, I think that with the weapons, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just, like, a ridiculous arsenal of,
yeah.
like, assault weapons.
And who's going to believe, no, I fight spooky things with my family.
No, no, officer. I am not a threat to humans. Only to demons.
Oh, really?
So, Sam goes to the neighborhood. And he sees the house from his vision. Lucky him. Just happens to look up and there it is.
Let me say, this
is the window.
This was fucking creepy.
Yes!
This is so creepy.
I would freak the
but
fuck
I
out.
But I think maybe this is where we see the distinction between us and our mindset. All of us. And I don't think it has anything to do with the robberies or anything. I think it's just, I've always been this way. And you guys, I think I raised you this way too, but also where we're from.
Yeah.
And also, I've always found it hard to believe that there are people who think this is normal.
Yeah.
But they do. There are people who think that this is normal.
Well, it's like that teacher who told me, oh yeah, you could just leave your baby in the front yard in their playpen and it would be fine. And I was like, who the fuck leaves their baby in a playpen in the front yard? That's stupid.
Well, it's like that one time when someone was going door to door, remember?
Yes, and they came to our house.
Yes.
And she said, if you could just let me come in, I'd like to show you. And I said, oh, I don't let strangers in my house. And
yeah.
she was like, really? And I was like, that's surprising to you?
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, I was just down there at Edith's house and we went in, we had coffee and this and that. I was like, Edith? My neighbors let you in their house? And she's like, yeah, and over here at Bob's, and when I went in and I saw, oh, his wife is so nice. And I'm like,
well, okay, good luck.
Are you?
You don't need me to let you into my house.
That's literally how people scout out houses to.
And that's what I told her. And she was like, why, what is it that you wouldn't let? And I was like, what's to stop you from keeping me busy right here while someone's walking around my house? Making note of all my bedroom windows, if they're open, if they
yeah.
have locks on them, the entrances to my back fence.
If you're checking if we have a dog, if we don't have a dog, who lives in the house, how many
mm-hmm.
people are here.
Lady, I listen to crime podcasts.
Yeah.
I am a survivor of trauma. What are you doing? Whatever. It just amazes me that there are people who think
and
this
then
is
if you say,
normal behavior.
Because this is, I've done this before where I'm like, well, I have PTSD. They think it's the PTSD making you paranoid.
Yes. Yeah.
Not that you've been through trauma in a scary situation.
And ended up with the PTSD as a result.
Yeah. So you're like, oh, I should be careful about scary situations. They
yes.
think you're overreacting to everything. And
yes.
you're just being a little more proactive.
Yes, mm-hmm. exactly. Oh, she's paranoid. She has PTSD. She makes
yeah.
things up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Dean strikes up a conversation with a perfect stranger.
Yeah.
Why do I keep... we know why
so
I keep
much
doing
this. In this episode. I don't know why.
I already warned May that my ADHD is real bad today. I said, ooh, this is going to be a good one. And for those of you who are wondering, I do it because I know Sam as Dean. I don't know Sam as Sam. I come
and
to this through
Gilmore
Girls.
She used to
Gilmore
Girls, yeah.
Which
I am too, but I'm real easy with switching it for some reason.
I am not. I am not at all.
She's not either.
She says that's okay. So he strikes up a conversation with this lady walking down the street, and especially with a baby creeper, like,
yeah, and
he holds
like,
the stroller.
Here, let me get that.
No,
for
don't
you.
Touch
yeah.
me or my even pre pandemic. No,
yeah.
it's you like just... that old lady who tried to touch, I think it was baby Eris's feet. And I said, what are you doing? And she goes, well, her feet are just so cute. I said, yeah, but they're not, it's not your baby. Like,
yeah, but they're not your feet, so hands off, please.
Oh my God, like, people really think
and then
it's
she
so
thought
funny.
I was the worst person. She just looked at me, and I just pushed the cart away.
Gotta go. Blah, blah,
blah, blah.
Like,
fuck off.
That's like, in my lifetime, like, I was just raised so different than I raised you guys. Like, I was down at the store by myself,
mm-hmm.
like, being real little and stuff. But this was at a time when people really thought that it was okay to, like, touch children.
Yeah.
And, like, they would pinch your cheeks and stuff, and, like, strangers. Like, touch your hair. And, like, people always touched my hair.
People sometimes touch my tattoos if I have them showing.
Yeah.
And it freaks me the fuck out.
And it's just weird, but...
And it's not even people, like, trying to hit on me. Sometimes it's, like, people with their partner, they're like, oh, wow, your tattoo's so nice. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
And just don't.
Yeah.
Just don't touch people.
I used to have a lot of people... For everyone who's listening, they don't know. I dye my hair crazy colors a lot. And so I used to have a lot of people touch my hair, like, when I went to school. But it was, like, people, like, we weren't friends, but I knew them, you know?
Yeah.
It still bugged me, don't get me wrong. But I could understand how they're a little more comfortable. I've never had a stranger touch my hair. I don't even know what I would
okay,
do.
Well, I have.
Like,
I've had a lot of strangers touch my hair. And for people who don't know me, this is why. I have very, very thick, just
long,
different kind of hair.
Red hair.
And
well, kind of red.
It when I was younger, it was very red.
Yeah.
And it was very bushy because they used to keep it cut pretty short. But it's extremely thick. And very, it's just different. It's
yeah.
just, and so, as I got older, so people would always touch it, but as I got older, I don't understand thinking it's okay to do this, but every time I'm in the store, I don't wear my hair down now. My hair is very long, and I don't wear my hair down outside of my house because people always, even if they don't touch it, they comment on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the dumbest comments like, wow, your hair's really long, huh? Yep. Yep, it is. Wow, I bet you haven't had a haircut in a long time, huh? Well, that's why it's long. Well, how do you get your hair so long? Well, you don't actually do anything. Your hair just grows. And I don't really ever know what to say to these things.
Well, people, they're looking for you to tell them, oh, I use this special shampoo that makes my hair grow.
Yeah, it's their way of saying, I wish I had that.
I just thought
and
of something.
Tell me a magic way to do it.
I'm very much I'm missing out on an opportunity here. Mm-hmm. I need to create
some
yeah. weird concoction of hair oil. Uh-huh. And I need to keep it in my purse with me.
So yeah, I use this.
Well, first I need to get a purse. And then I need to carry it and keep these oils in my purse and be like, well, okay, listen, I don't tell everyone this, but this is what I use. And I put it on my hair 3 times a week and I sleep with a dirty sock wrapped around it.
I sit under the moonlight for 3 hours.
And then my hair just grew like this in 3 months. It's crazy. I don't know. I can't explain it.
Photoshop a picture of you with really short, weird hair.
And you look all sad.
And then I smile, and I have these lovely locks.
And it's the before and after, like on those weight loss things.
Funny, I have these before and after pictures right here. Let me show you. Look how sad I was when I didn't have long hair. And now.
So this is you. This is the before.
You look this sad.
In 3 months.
Do you want to look this happy?
Right here. This is you, buddy.
For 7 payments of $49.95.
People always say, is it real?
Yes.
Like, okay.
People always ask me that too. Or they go, oh, you dye your hair? No, my hair is pink.
Craziest thing, it just grew this way. That's what my pet peeve is, the one question. How do you get your hair that long?
Keep going. I have to go to bed soon.
Anyways, where were we?
I'm stopping when we get to an hour.
At the baby.
That's it. That's the end.
We're, so Dean grabs this lady's stroller with the baby in it and says, wow.
Sam grabs this lady.
This guy. Damn. Insert name here.
Damn.
Wow, she's really beautiful. Stop!
No, my favorite part about this whole conversation was like how I saw like, yeah, and he's happy, and then she was like, yeah, she turned 6 months, and his face.
I know. And then, creepier.
Just, like, completely, like, drops, like, what?
Creepier yet, he looks like he's gonna cry and have an emotional breakdown, and she's like, Sam? And he's like, just take care of yourself, Monica. I'm calling the fucking police and the FBI. You are obviously a threat to society, sir. God, and that's coming from me, and I'm his biggest fan. Get out of here with that creepy shit.
Oh, God.
Take care, Monica. Just take care of yourself.
Don't die on the ceiling.
Oh, God.
I'm surrounded by hellfire. Bleeding from your abdomen.
So, Sam and Dean are in a hotel room explaining their visions to their visions for their future, where they see themselves in 5 years.
Boy, are they gonna be surprised!
Nothing goes to plan.
Explaining to their dad that Sam has visions now.
I loved this.
This part was good. Because Dean finally says everything that's going on in my mind.
Yes. It's everything that we've all been thinking.
Except for the words.
Lawrence. Sam called me when I was dying. You didn't answer.
Except for the words, fuck you, John Winchester. Because I'm still thinking that.
And I have right here, yes, Dean, tell him.
Yeah. I put, when something like this happens, you need to call me. And I just put in all caps, oh, really?
Why didn't they think of that?
Also, this is the part I was talking about earlier where they try to explain, I think they try to explain the absence of the visions in the past couple of episodes, because then Sam tells his dad, anytime I get closer to demons or something to do with demons, the visions start and they get stronger. So I think that's like their little nod to that's why
it hasn't been
in the past few episodes. But yeah, and when he said, oh, really? Then I was like, oh, here he goes. Yeah. He's going to let him have it. And he did. And yeah. I was so...
And he was so pissed, you could tell.
And then John Winchester was like, well, I don't like your tone.
Yeah, John Winchester's fucking half-assed apology was, like, the worst thing ever. He was like, I don't like your tone, but I guess you're right.
And sorry. Yeah, I'm not crazy about this new tone, but you're right. And... He is, because yeah. How are you going to argue with that?
Yeah.
You literally, like, your children were crying on the phone, begging you, saying, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And you were like, huh, gotta keep hunting. Mm-hmm. Gotta look the other way.
Can't even call him back, even if you can't, like, show up.
Send him a fucking text.
Yeah, something.
You got this.
No, that pissed me off more, probably.
So then Sam says, vision or not, the demon's coming tonight. So we gotta figure out what we're gonna do.
And then he gets a call from Meg.
And that's when Meg calls.
And she says, cluck, cluck, I'm a chicken.
I don't think she said that.
No, actually, she said, let me talk to John.
And she tells him that she has Caleb.
Poor Caleb. He died, by the way. Death to Caleb. Mm-hmm. Marked in the throat.
Yep. I just have Caleb dies.
Yeah. And she says she wants the Colt.
She wants the gun. And he says, I don't know what you're talking about. And she goes, oh yeah, well listen to your friend die.
Now give me the gun.
So he's like, okay, you're right. Okay.
And then I'm just like, damn, you couldn't have done that before Caleb was dead.
She probably still would have killed him.
Yeah.
And then she says that she's gonna kill everyone if they don't hand over the gun. So John agrees to hand over the gun.
Mm-hmm.
And...
and then... Fucking Sam. So you think Meg is a demon? What the hell else would she be, Samuel?
I don't like this... I don't like where this is
going. I
don't
even know if that's his name.
Sam's son, Sam. Samuel. Sam. We don't know.
Sam thing.
It's Sam thing. that was good for how tired you are.
Yeah, thanks.
That was quick.
That was the only thought I had.
I can tell you're not talking at all.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
Starting a new job is rough. So we're cutting you some slack this episode. We got this. Don't worry.
I'm saying sorry to the listeners, not to you guys.
Oh, fuck you then.
So... Meg says to meet him at the warehouse in Lincoln at midnight. John and
there's
to come
only
alone.
One warehouse in Lincoln.
I'm guessing. I think she said the name of a warehouse, she said what the street was. Listen, you didn't take any notes, so you're not one to. I was gonna say compromise.
I'm not one to compromise.
You're not one to compromise.
No, that's me.
Wrong kid. Criticize. Is what I meant.
And then John says he's gonna give her a fake gun.
Which I feel like is a bad plan.
Yeah!
Although,
like, I don't know what else you would do,
You know she's going to, like, they're gonna check it.
Although Meg should have been happy it was a fake.
Well, yeah.
So, I don't know why she got so angry. Like,
I think she was just mad at the situation.
Yeah.
Not so much at the demon, more the situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then Sam is kind of shocked, and he's like, the gun's all we got. You can't just hand it over. And he's like, that's when he says, oh.
I'm giving her a fake.
Don't you worry, son. I've got a great plan.
I done thought that through.
Which, I mean, I don't know what else I would do, but I guess it just seems like a bad call. Okay.
Tells them to kill the demon.
And this part, yeah. So, John says that he's gonna get a fake gun, well, a real gun, but not the gun. And I'm like, what are the rules here in Iowa? Because nowhere in California can you go and buy a gun and walk out with it the same day. It doesn't happen that way, and it shouldn't happen.
One.
Yeah.
It's a gun.
When we went to the Holbrook,
mm-hmm.
they had antique guns at that thrift store.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they worked. You know what I mean? Like, right. I don't know.
Yeah, and I don't know enough about guns to know. I just know that you can't buy a firearm without a background check and without all of these things take day. I just flashed back to an episode of The Simpsons where it's like their gun control episode and Homer goes in to buy a gun and he's like, I would like one gun, please. Mm-hmm. And the guy's like, okay, we're going to have to do a background check and that'll take 3 days. And he's like, 3 days? But I'm angry now. I was like, okay, I guess we got to pretend like background checks aren't a thing here. And so this part, I felt like I almost felt something here. When
John has a little breakdown.
Yeah, when John has his little moment when they're like just realizing, okay, we're gonna have to split up. You want us to go kill the demon.
Yeah.
And you to go deal with Meg. And then they're kind of like just realizing all that. And so Sam says, you want me and Dean to go kill this demon alone? And then John's like, no, Sam, I want our friends to stop dying, and I want you to go to school, and I want Dean to get a home, and I want Mary alive, and I want this to all be over. And I was like, oh, he's almost a human.
Like, I get it. He had a tough break, but you could still not be a dickhead to your kids.
And I think, had he not been so mean... not mean, but so, like, whatever, with mm-hmm. his kids' lives, I think I would have felt more for him here.
Yeah, exactly.
But I was still,
like...
Because
it was good. Like, don't get me wrong, the actor did a good job and everything.
And you could see why he would be hyper-focused and everything. Yeah. Like,
it
to
all
him,
makes sense.
I think to him, in a way, he already lost everything.
Yeah.
Like, his kids, they could take care of themselves. He lost his wife. He lost his kids that night. Everything was different.
Yeah.
He lost himself, too, because now his whole life is just going for hunting these things. So I did feel for him, but I just kept going back to...
But at the same time, your kids broke down crying.
I can't get over Dean's face on that phone call mm-hmm. when he was like, Dad, I don't know what to do. I need your help. I need you.
Yeah.
And nothing. So.
So he's still a dick.
Yeah. Then they go, they meet under the train bridge, and Dean has the gun, gives mm-hmm. the gun to his dad that he bought at the mystery liquor store, apparently, because it's wrapped in a brown paper bag like it's a bottle of booze.
Well, they can't be seen exchanging guns.
And I'm like, where does this happen?
That's a shady place to do it.
I know, under the train bridge. This is like abandoned gravel place.
Here, take this.
And here.
Like they've never met before.
Like it's a drug deal.
Why did you do it at the hotel?
So,
they probably had to check out.
They both promised that if things go crazy, they'll just get out.
Check out before noon. Probably.
And get out before noon for their charge for a whole other day. They promise each other that if things get too crazy, they'll just save themselves
mm-hmm.
And not worry about killing the demons.
And it tells them to be careful because there's only 4 bullets left for the cult.
That's a lot of fucking pressure.
Why aren't they, like, putting resources toward trying to figure out how to remake these damn bullets?
There's gotta be some way.
There's gotta be a spell or something. Like,
they know how to do everything else. Yeah. Why, I make a few more bullets.
Freaking figure it out. Find someone who can do it. You have resources. Put them to good use.
And then I thought this part was kind of sad because they all say, see you soon. And you could just feel it in their voice, like, will we?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know.
I can't imagine doing that and not hugging.
Yeah, and I thought it was weird.
But
because
maybe because they don't want to, like,
acknowledge it.
I don't think anybody in this little trio of a family
is
that they got going
stable.
Here handles their emotions in a healthy way. So I guess we get what we get here. Now, this part, John gets to the warehouse and he's looking around.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell is he doing? Like, okay, first of all, I'm kind of laughing because I'm like, she didn't say where to meet him. She just said the warehouse on whatever and whatever.
Yeah. She's assuming he'll figure it out.
At what time? This is a large warehouse. And I'm like, I can't even meet a friend without finding out, like, okay, meet me at Target. Okay, like, aisle 6 in front of the toilet paper, like, and wait there for me. Uh-huh. Like, I'm not, you're just going to wander around this dark warehouse. I'm like, what the hell is he doing?
Yeah, and then he climbs the ladder, and I'm like, she's up on the roof.
I know, what? How does he know this? And I'm like, talking so much shit in my head and my notes. And I'm like, he's going through tunnels of darkness and crap, and like, he's looking at things, and I'm like, is he fucking lost? Does he think in that lair?
Turns out he's actually being smart and scouting it out.
And I didn't figure that out. And then when I figured that out, I was like, oh, I feel dumb now because, like, I was talking so much shit on you, dude. Like,
you do you, John Winchester.
When he looked at that lamp, I honestly thought, does he think she's in the fucking lamp? Like, why would she be there? Because he, like, looks at it. It's not a lamp, but it's like a light fixture that's on, like, one of the little stairwell things that he climbs. And I'm like, she's not in there. I don't know why you think she is, but she's not there. Dipshit.
God, you're so useless.
So I'm like, okay, this guy's just a total dipshit.
Another reason to hate John Winchester.
And so it cuts to Sam and Dean outside of Monica's house. Fucking creepy. Trying to think of ways.
Watching the family.
I'm trying to think of ways to get him out of the house. And
we can tell him the truth.
Nah. That part cracked me up. He's like, we can tell him the truth. Nah.
That's a terrible idea. It really is a terrible idea in this case.
Yeah. And then I'm like, but what if they did?
Yeah.
So, like, and then I'm playing it out in my mind. I'm like, okay, they go up to the door. Obviously, they're going to say, excuse me, you have to leave. There's a demon coming for your baby. It's going to set your wife on fire and pin her to the roof. Blood dripping. It's bad. We've been through this before. Twice. We don't want to see it again. Take our word for it. So, dude's going to call the cops, right? Yeah. Okay. So, dude calls the cops, and then...
At least they'll be holding their baby downstairs, right. Not up in the nursery.
And so then what would happen? I'm full of questions in this episode. I need some fucking answers. Like, and then the cops come. Would the demon still come?
We don't know.
And why do all these people have nurseries for their babies? Like, don't they know that you're supposed to sleep with the baby? Because...
A lot of people don't like co-sleeping.
I know, but, like... At least in the same room.
Listen, people, if you have a baby,
don't put it in a nursery
because on the 6-month birthday, it might get demoned.
If you don't want to co-sleep, put it in your closet. No, that's where it comes from.
Your baby comes from the closet?
Mom? Wow. We need to have a talk.
Biology is failing over here.
That's where the demon comes from.
The demon's coming out of the closet?
Well,
oh, there's this gay demon coming after your
kid. It is 2020. They can do that now.
Gay demon coming after your child.
I'm gonna kill your wife. So steal your kid or kill it. We don't know. Remains to be seen.
Also, this part I liked because it shows the difference between the two boys. Dean says that he would feel better about things if they were backing up their dad.
Yeah.
And then Sam says that he would feel better if their dad was backing them up. So I was like, it's just, again, showing the difference between the two.
And then it cuts back to John. I didn't like how it kept cutting back and forth.
I like that because I want to see what's going on.
Simultaneously.
Like, yeah. I want to see, like, while I'm doing this, he's doing this. Like, I like that.
I get the idea, but I don't know. I feel like it could have been, like, longer clips or something. I don't know.
Maybe, but I really didn't like this next clip.
He makes the holy water. You didn't like that?
I didn't like that because, and I said something to you because you were in there about it. Mm-hmm. I said something to you about it while I was watching this part. He, first of all, I couldn't see what he was doing. I thought he was at a dumpster and I didn't realize it was a water container, like a water tower. And then when he opened it, and, like, there's the reflection wire, I was like, who the fuck filled a dumpster full of water? What is going on here? And I was like, wait, maybe I missed something. So I went back, and then I saw that it's a water tower.
Yeah.
And that's when I thought of Eliza Lamb. So then, the whole rest of this scene, all I can think about are the people who drank her dead water.
Yep.
And have that inside their bodies forever.
Not forever.
I mean, that's not quite how
it's
it
in there. It's not out coming out. It can't come out.
God, she doesn't know biology at all.
Guys, listen. I have a slight case of OCD. And I fixate on stuff.
Don't
and
cover your mouth like that.
If...
Don't cover your mouth.
I don't know if you know this or not, but there's this case of Eliza Lamb.
I don't want to talk about it before bed, please.
Okay, but look it up, check it out, and then...
Get back to us.
Get back to me somehow. I don't know how. Just find me. Don't find me. That's creepy. Leave me a message on Instagram.
They're gonna come up and tell you you have a cute baby and say they just moved in down the street.
I will kill you. I will leave.
No. You said I will kill you and the cat attacked me.
I will be the only one leaving that situation alive because you are a threat to me and my children. I am not
luckily,
Monica.
None of your babies are gonna be 6 months.
Put that on a t-shirt. I am not Monica. That's our
Everyone
cat.
Everyone will think we're talking about friends.
That's our cat.
Oh, yeah.
Try and I.
We had a cat and when we adopted
her. We had a cat.
We still have it.
Well, yeah. But when we adopted her, her name was Monica, and that's just such a weird cat name.
Unless it was like they named a bunch of them after friends' characters because they got like.
Which would make sense, but still those are weird cat names.
Chandler. Yeah. Just think of Chandler the cat. Ross.
Phoebe's a good cat
name.
This is
my cat Ross.
I mean, that would work.
Rachel?
Joey. Joey works.
Yeah.
Rachel Phoebe's
and
good.
Monica are the worst, I think.
They are.
And Chandler.
Chandler, say hello.
And so, after I got it all straight, I was like, oh, okay, so he's got a plan with this water tower, and he threw the rosary
that
in.
That was a really cool idea, though.
It was. And then, that's when I was like, oh, so maybe all the looking around, it's like all coming together now. Maybe he wasn't actually being dumb. Maybe he was being smart.
Yeah.
So, she's messing with her and then getting shocked whenever she attacks her. Sam says, just in case anything happens.
Yeah. And then Dean's basically like, shut up.
Yeah, because, sorry, we just switched. I didn't even say what was going on, but, John dropped a rosary in the water container, in the water tower. And said a little Latin spell, and so we know
Latin
there's
spell.
A little Latin spell.
Yes, that's what.
Not like shake your bonbon.
The water.
Not like.
You said some weird Latin spell to make the water burn demons.
So like whatever, some weird Latin words that I didn't know, but And apparently, the closed captioning stuff, I mean, the...
Doesn't know Latin.
Didn't know Latin, because it just said Latin words. That's all it said. So, Sam and Dean are still outside the house in the car. Go figure, no one's called the cops on them yet for staking out this neighborhood. And Sam says, just in case anything happens tonight, I want to say thank you. For always being there for me, and even
for everything,
nobody
yeah.
else was there, and you got me through, and you've been a brother, and then Dean's like, oh no!
The only one dying is the demon.
And refuses to go down the emotional path, which I'm not surprised, but, I mean, he's already been kind of emotional in this episode, and I think he's at his limit.
Also, I think he just doesn't want anyone to be dead.
Yeah. So then back at the warehouse,
John
finally finds Meg.
And you're like, finally, there she is.
She wasn't in the light.
I told you.
She wasn't in the water. She wasn't in the light.
And then new dude comes in.
We didn't even get a name.
Didn't get a name. I don't know much.
Yeah. Like, demon number two.
He's just there. And so,
I feel like they could have, like, given us a little more with that.
Yeah, she could have looked at him and said, so-and-so.
Especially because he is the one who shot her. Like, so he's obviously, like,
important.
Kind of a big deal.
She didn't even yell his name whenever he shot her.
Yeah.
She just said, you shot me. So John hands over the gun, and she looks at it, gives it to Dude. Dude looks at it and quickly turns and shoots her in the gut.
Which, I mean, we all knew it was going to happen.
Right. You could literally feel it.
Yeah.
I was surprised.
And Meg doesn't die, so Dude yells, it's a fake. which, I'm like, why on earth would he have loaded it? Like, what are you doing? Like, what if they literally would have shot you with it? Maybe they have extra bullets. You don't know. Maybe they don't care about wasting all these precious, weird, concocted bullets that kill everything. So I was just like, oh my god, that was incredibly... He's back to being a dipshit again.
And then he's like, oh no, I didn't know it was a fake. Like, how would I know?
Which is true. I'm not going to fire it. I found it. I thought that's what it was, and I took it. I don't even have confirmation on that. So I'm like, yeah, that's what I would say too.
Yeah, and then they don't buy it. And she goes, I'm not in the mood for this. I've just been shot. And then he says, then I guess you're lucky the gun wasn't real. That was good. Because he has, like, some of the snarkiness. Like, we're seeing where Sam and Dean get it. Mostly Dean, but a little bit of Sam, too.
And then she tells him that was funny. I'm going to skin you alive, but that was funny. So she gives him credit for it.
Mm-hmm. Rightfully so.
She tells him, you and your boys are dead. And there's a huge bang, which is perfect timing. And so now John makes a run for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, okay, so good idea. Learn the layout of the place. So
you're it makes sense.
So you can lead them to the water tower.
Mm-hmm.
And then he turns on the water and holds them off with holy water to make his getaway.
Which, what did they expect? Like, when he turned on the water.
And then they walk through it.
Yeah, like, did they really think he was just turning on the water?
Get back, I have water. 'Tis but water. fools.
Because they seemed, like, genuinely surprised that it was holy water.
I think they were hoping it was just, like, a distraction.
But you should have still at least, like, suspected it.
So now it cuts back to annoy you and shows the boys trying to call their dad and they're not getting an answer.
Mm-hmm.
And, all of a sudden, weird static on the radio.
All the ominous shit happens. The lights are flickering.
It's like how our light just flickered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got the weather. The weather...
No, my baby.
the what did they call it? A weather...
The electrical storm?
Pattern. Weird weather pattern. They said something about weather.
They said temperature fluctuations.
Temperature fluctuations. Oh.
He didn't mention anything about flickering lights or wind.
Well, I mean, electrical pattern is flickering lights.
Yeah, and you'd have to be, like, in the area to notice.
And so maybe the wind was supposed to represent a chill in the air. Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know. So they know it's coming, and they got to get ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
Then it cuts back, and John gets to his truck.
Tires are slashed.
Flat tires. You ain't going anywhere, buddy.
I probably still would have tried.
Completely... flat, though.
I probably would have just crawled in the car and cried. Like, I don't know at this point what I would have done.
From what we know about demons, they're pretty tough, right? But they're not, like, they can't run super fast or whatever. If you could just get far enough away to, like, flag down another car and say you had a flat.
right?
Then you might be okay.
Mm-hmm. Just run to the road and down the road, through the road, over the river, through the woods.
Go to your grandma's house, John Winchester.
Run to your grandma's! And so...
I'm assuming his parents are dead. You never hear anything about any of them.
Never?
I don't think so.
This part...
I mean, like...
I'm trying to keep it on track here. The guys... Sam and Dean.
The guys.
A couple of the guys.
Break into their house, and I'm like, this is what they came up with?
And then the husband, of course, is like, get the fuck out of my house!
And then takes a swing at him.
I liked it too.
It was real, and I was like, they literally had nothing better than breaking into this house. Yeah. Like, holy crap, this is terrible. Mm-hmm. This is such a bad idea.
And then Dean's like, oh, we're trying to help you. Like, what?
And then they get attacked by the husband, and then instantly when they say, we're trying to help you, he yells, Monica, get the baby! And then Sam really freaks out because he's like, no, don't go in the nursery! Oh my god, this was all for nothing!
And he runs up there like, no!
This is just, I have in my notes, this seems like the worst idea ever.
And as he's coming in, the demon's there.
The demon is there.
And it has bright yellow eyes.
With the spooky
head. And it's already working its the mom up the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't appear that she's bloody or anything yet. Mm-hmm. She's just kind of going up the wall.
And then he shoots.
And he doesn't score.
Uses one of those precious bullets.
Now here I didn't understand. Demon disappeared. What's supposed to happen? Because he goes, where did he go? I was like, oh, he didn't kill him? Like
that, he didn't shoot him, like he disappeared before.
Like that vampire. Remember when the vampire got shot and then he kind of crumbled?
Yeah.
So that's something.
There was like light.
Because I was like, oh, he got him. Mm-mm. But he didn't get him. So how would he...
I think it would be similar to how that vampire
something melty,
got.
Something more.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I was like, I thought he got him, and he was like, where'd he go? And I was like, he's dead. Like, I don't know. Demon hell. I don't know.
Wherever dead demons go.
I don't know, Sam. That's a whole other episode.
Maybe that's a new season.
Maybe I find out in that cliffhanger.
But the mom is okay.
And she's like, no, the baby! Because Sam just rushes around. He's like, quick! And you're gonna die.
So Dean grabs the baby.
Just in time.
And the crib bursts into flames.
For no apparent reason.
So I guess, is that what happens? Is this my answer to my question that we started this episode with? Is that what happens to the babies? They burn. Burning babies.
Disco Inferno.
Burning babies, fire moms. I don't know. And so, they all get outside, and then they're like, huh? And the husband's like, I'll kill you, or I'll call the cops or something. And then Monica's like, no, they saved us.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's like, what?
And the demon is still in the house.
And then the whole nursery is on fire, and flaming, fire.
Sam wants to go after him, which, I mean, come on, dude. Don't be an idiot.
And, yeah, and thank goodness Dean's like, I do care. Mm-hmm. You're not going.
Yeah.
That's suicide.
Yeah.
No. And so at this point, I feel like Sam's being a dummy.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I don't even care. Just let me in there.
We all know. Just so you can die? Just like, so you can. The point?
Then the demon wins.
Yeah.
Then what was all this for? So, now I feel like, what happens now? This is awkward. Like, mm-hmm. They broke into their house, then all of a sudden everything burst into flames.
Like, so obviously they knew something.
And what are they doing?
Yeah.
And now my wife knows them?
Yeah.
And also, they held my child. But they didn't steal it or anything.
They were helping, apparently, but how did they know?
And my house is on fire.
Yeah.
They did this. And I'm calling the police. And they're going to jail. That's what I would say. But apparently nobody else does that. And they're fine. And they leave. And no one questions it or anything.
And while all that was happening, John got attacked by that demon guy that we don't know his name.
Demon number two.
New dude.
Mm-hmm. And then Sam and Dean try to call John. And he won't answer. And Sam is mad because Dean wouldn't let him kill himself.
You don't have to carry this one. I got nothing. That's where I... But I'll add some stuff. I've been doing most of the talking anyway. It's on you
why
now.
Why would you stop taking notes at this
point? Bring us home, May. If you haven't noticed, towards the end, it gets really good, and that's when I stop.
Yeah, when I get super into certain parts in my notes, that's when I don't take as
many notes. I'm super detailed in the beginning, and I try really hard to keep that pace, but then, like, the last 5 or 10 minutes of the show, I don't write anything. I just... Because that's the conclusion. That's where I really need... You don't understand how... what a struggle it is for me to pay attention, so...
Oh, I saw you today. You got up, like, in the middle of the show, like, 4 times.
I know.
And had to move.
Four, that's it? Stuff. Usually it's more than that.
Guys, I am a mess.
Okay. So then, Dean's like, well, I'm not sorry. You were gonna die. Like, why would you do that? And Sam's like, I don't even care. And Dean's like, well, that's because you're an idiot.
Yeah. And I remember that exact quote.
And then he said, Dean, he's so good when he's emotional. Like, it doesn't happen that much.
It is good.
You say it doesn't happen that much, but it's happened a lot.
It's always about Sam.
You sure do say it doesn't happen that much an awful lot.
Yeah.
And he says, sometimes I feel like I'm barely holding it together, man.
This was a good part. This is why I quit taking notes. Because I was like, I gotta see it. I gotta see the feeling. Because
he says the three of them is all that they have.
And this reminds me so much of me and you guys. Like, it really does. Like,
get wrecked and bruise.
Before. Okay. So, we talked about this before, but I have these two older girls, and then I have two younger girls. But... me and the two older girls had a very different life.
Yeah, we've been through a lot.
It was, like, all survival mode. And we all were in it together. And I don't really have much other family, and neither do they. And it was just, I always felt like we were a team in that way. So it reminded me of us when it was just us. Mm-hmm.
And then Sam, like, kind of comes to, and he's like, you're right. The three of us are all we have. But wait, where's Dad?
Hold on. We're missing someone.
And then they call, and Meg answers.
Dun, dun, dun.
And then she says, you're never going to see your father again.
Oof.
And then up comes To Be Continued.
That sounds like a challenge to me.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody told me that about Mom, how quick you think I would find Mom? Oh, yeah?
You'd be there before they finish.
Mm-hmm. You'd hang up the phone. You'd take the phone out of their hand and hang it up. What's that? Where'd you come from? Fucking hell.
To where you're about to go.
Sending you back.
Mom, where are you?
I'm here.
Did they hurt you?
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
Did you bring snacks?
No, not yet.
Can we get a soda on the way out of here?
We can do whatever you want.
We got a Taco Bell.
Anything for you. You could get 2 sodas.
This is great.
All right. Favorite quotes, favorite character.
Okay.
We're coming to you. You better have something.
I felt... I'll send you my notes. I'll pass you my notes. Here. She didn't know there was going to be a test.
Yes, she did.
My favorite character is Dean Winchester. Thank you. Goodbye.
What's your favorite quote?
To be continued.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Quick thinking. As far as a quote, I don't know if it's so much a quote, but I really liked it when Dean kind of
told his dad,
are you serious? Too. Like,
that was my favorite.
So, like, that whole section was good because he just literally named off everything
that we've been saying. Yeah.
I'm gonna go with her answer. No,
I just felt so relieved. I felt relieved. I felt validated. I felt heard. Like, I felt like finally he's saying my feelings. Thank you. But I like that part.
That was my favorite too.
My favorite quote was really when Meg called the first time and was like, put your dad on the phone. Mm-hmm. It's time for the grown-ups to talk. Or something.
Yeah, that was funny. Exactly.
Oh, she annoyed me so much with that.
That was funny. She did say that. As far as favorite characters.
Dean!
You stole my character.
I guess I'll say that because
he was so good in this episode.
He was good, and I feel like sometimes I should choose somebody other than Sam, but
you pick Dean sometimes.
Yeah.
I do pick Dean sometimes. Well, I don't like Meg. I'll never pick her. I don't like Sam. I mean, I love her. Please erase that. And don't ever use that against me because that could be taken out of context. That was out of context. There's no context. I don't like John. So I don't think he'll ever be my favorite. Even though I felt like he was a little bit human here, if there was ever a time I would like him, it would be now, and I don't like him.
Yeah.
So I don't like anybody except Dean and Sam, usually, I think. Except that one library guy that time.
And that kid in the episode Bugs.
The bug kid.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Dean...
Dean was good in this one.
He had a lot of good parts. He had the emotional... connection to his brother.
He told off his dad, which we've been waiting for.
All my feelings, which I appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Dean.
Yep.
So, if you would like to reach out to us on social media, we are on Instagram at spn.the.family.business.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. Join us next week for the finale! Season 1, episode 22, Devil's Trap.
Ooh.
Where we'll be watching stuff.
Saying things.
The family business.